2 days ago, I was sitting in the little kitchen of my little rent house with friends. A life that made me forget what a worthless skid I am. I guess that was too much to ask, because the next day I flew too close to the sun and fell to earth, taking 157 innocent people with me, including David. Why Tampi is taking me to see him, I don't know. But I am grateful I have a chance to say goodbye before I disappear forever. I just want to tell him I'm sorry for ruining his life. After that, nothing matters anymore because I'm as good as dead. I've already told my best friend to go to hell. Now I'm gonna say goodbye to the only man I could ever love. After that... well, after that, there's nothing left. Tampi can take the shell of me away. Bury it somewhere, it doesn't matter. Except for all the lives I've managed to destroy in my short, godforsaken life. I may as well have never existed. No one will ever know what became of me. But all I can think of, standing next to my executioner in a public elevator, is why? Why do we do these things to each other? In the end, after all the reasons that seem to die with us, what's the point? I can't help feel we're all being used. Somebody, somewhere, has set us up. And they're all laughing at us as we fall, taking each other out, one by one, until there are none. If I could do it all over.
Yes? May I help you?
I'm with the Packard Year Group. I called this morning.
Oh, yes. You wanted to sign the papers assuming responsibility for Mr. Keene. Good. We were hoping someone would come forward. If you'll follow me.
Oh, God, David. Your hand is so limp. Hey, you. I want to tell you a secret. Remember that day in the museum when you came up to me and asked me about the Rodan, and I acted like I didn't know you? I knew. I knew who you were all along. I was just being a jerk. I remember meeting you at the party. The one Darcy gave you for graduation. And I was drunk, but I remember you. Darcy called you her little brother, but I knew all about you. Your past, everything. She introduced us, and you were so gorgeous. You looked at me with those big brown eyes. And I fell in love with you right then and there. Yes, I did. But there was nothing I could do about it then. And there's nothing I can do about it now. I so sorry. I ruined everything. I wish we could just go home. I want to hold your hand like this at our kitchen table.
It's time.
I guess this is goodbye, sweetheart. Anataka Tsukidesu Yusaka Takahashi Itsumo. Itsumo demo. Remember that, or I'll come back and kick your butt, you hear? Holding my hand now!
Come on, a plane is waiting.
No!
It was an accident. I don't know where she is. She made it very clear she doesn't want to see me anymore. So, I guess that's how it's gonna be. I've never won an argument with her yet, and she always gets her way, no matter what I do. No matter what I say. And this is how she says goodbye? Was an accident.
A cracked rib?
Mm-hmm. Nothing we could do, really. It just has to heal itself. This bandage will help keep it in place while it heals.
It hurts to breathe.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be sore for a while. Don't do any exercise or vigorous activity for at least 2 weeks.
I'm not exactly the workout type.
Tell your boyfriend no vigorous activity.
I don't have a boyfriend.
No?
I'm not what you'd call a real find.
Well, I think I'd have to disagree with you there. Maybe you'd like to discuss it over dinner sometime. I assume you are the dinner type.
Your timing really sucks. You know that?
Sorry. I just thought, you know, girl's gotta eat.
Francine! Doctor!
I don't even live here! Ow.
Actually, my single, unattached daughter visits me quite often. I live nearby, over around Red Creek.
Well, if you change your mind while you're in town, give me a call. My name's Brad. Brad Silver.
Francine Peters.
Francine, great to meet you.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mrs. Peters, it's been a pleasure. Francine, remember, take it easy for a couple of weeks, got it? Red Creek, huh? I like it over there. Nice hills.
Thank you, Doctor. What is the matter with you? You're always telling me no one ever asks you out. Well, there you go.
Hmm.
He was interested, Francine. He was very interested.
Yeah, well, they get that way when you take your shirt off.
He's a doctor. You can't show him anything he hasn't seen 1,000 times before.
Catchu's right. They do all look alike with those stupid goatees.
Nonsense. I thought he looked very hip. Very stylish.
He looks like Freddie Femer. They all look like Freddie Femer with that stupid copycat, fashion flunky, wannabe mini beard and that matching prison camp, castrate me haircut. Ugh! Frickin' sheep. Ow.
Francine! I've never heard such language.
Well, then you haven't spent much time around Catchu.
I should say not. What is the meaning of all this?
I don't know, Mom. I don't know. Sorry.
I come back here with news about David, and I find you in the emergency room with a broken rib and a foul mouth. I swear.
You found David? Where? Is he all right?
No, honey. He's not. David is in critical condition at a nearby hospital. He has a fractured skull. The doctors, they're doing all they can, but they don't think he will live through the weekend, dear. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I know you kids have had more than your share of trouble and grief. Your faith is all you have, and you can depend on me for anything.
I want you to think about moving this with me for a while.
Just until you have time to think it over, and
we'll talk
about
upbringing.
Too much for now. This will all mean nothing.
What is happening?
You've been listening to Episode 7 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 8, My Other Life by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomte. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Vanessa Van Zer was Cachou. Sarah Palmero was Tambi and Mrs. Peters. Claire Void was Nurse. Nicole Tomte was Francine. Charlie Niemeyer was Brad Silver. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus, available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at 8twinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8tw Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.